It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. My name is Sarah Hollister, and I'm here with my work BFF.
Yeah, your ride or die.
I mean, really just BFF sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Your dear friend.
Yeah, my dear friend, Katie Yarrow.
Hi, everybody.
My co-host.
Yes.
Co-host
cohort.
And if you are just tuning in and this is your first show you ever listened to, thank you.
Yeah.
And you're going to love it.
Welcome.
And every week we try to get with one of our over 600 nonprofits.
Yeah.
We found out 400 was
too low. Yeah, 4 Acre schooled us on the air a couple weeks ago.
And there's over 600 local nonprofits that we have in this community that makes this community what it is. And so we just like to, you know, get with all those, them.
Reach out to the representatives and, you know, offer them 30 minutes of shameless airtime to plug what they do.
Yeah. And to talk about the mission, what they do, why it's important, how you can get involved, how you can learn more, all that stuff.
And their history. Mm-hmm. Because all of our nonprofits, we have when we're talking 600 plus, we're talking churches, we're talking our hospital, we're talking social services, animal rescue, the arts, you know, that we're touching all different parts of our community, but they all exist for a reason. They all started because there was a need for their services. Yep. And so we want to know what it is and why it's important and how we can help.
That's right.
And today we're super excited.
Yes.
This is an organization I have actually been aware of for quite some time. I have two little boys, so so I know what you do. but now you all get to know too. We have Mr. Greg Hill with us, who is the president and founder of Guys Read as well as Gals Read.
Right. Is Guys Read, Gals Read the same organization?
Yes,
separate?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Yes, okay.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, yeah. So can you share with us, like, for those that aren't me and might not know, what is Guys Read, Gals Read?
Guys Read, Gals Read is basically our vision is to inspire lifelong love of reading in elementary students.
Yes.
And we do this by engaging them with vivid, colorful, illustrated stories that light them up, make them want to read those books.
That's awesome. Excellent. Oh, cool. I love it. Yeah. And why, where did this come from?
Well, basically, I had the idea when I was public library director for the borough back in 2006, and an idea about reading to boys at lunchtime. When they're, it doesn't cut into recess, doesn't cut into instructional time, and it might excite them about some books. But my aim was to get them excited about the books and then have a big party at the public library that their parents would bring them to, and we'd have a chance to show their parents all these incredible things going on at the public library that weren't going on when they were growing up.
Uh-huh.
You know, like free homework tutoring online, you know, that sort of thing. And anyway, we, but right away from the very first presentation, which was at Hunter School, where I read today, as a matter of fact. The kids lit up so much over the books in such a dramatic way, too. It was clear that that was the direction we really need to emphasize.
Yeah.
And so we've kept going after that goal since. In fact, the very first time the reader there, we were a pilot programmer at three schools in town, at Denali, U Park, or Denali, Barnett and Hunter, and which are all close to the library.
Yeah, I was going to say, so located.
But also, they're all Title I schools. We thought this would be the most challenging, and we tried it there. But beforehand, I spoke to the school superintendent, Ann Short, who is a great superintendent here, about this, and she said, "I'm all for that if you'd focus on fourth grade." This was going to be her last year in a school year before she retired. And that year was going to be focused on gender-based learning and how boys learn very differently than the way girls do. And their tastes are very different.
Right.
And also the fact is that most American fourth grade boys, by the time they're fourth grade, they no longer read for the fun of it. They no longer read for pleasure. They've stopped. It starts around third grade, but it really kicks in fourth grade. So that's why she wanted us to focus on fourth grade, to come in with these fun books that we would read just the first part of, and then donate copies to the school library. And so for the last 18 years, the Guys Read Gals Read books have been the most popular books in the school, all the elementary school, public elementary school libraries. It's always the top 10 and then a few below that every year. So we've pursued that. And in I retired in 2013, and we turned it into a 501c3 nonprofit then, because the library didn't have a state. If I wasn't there to do it, there wasn't anybody there to run the program. And so we became a nonprofit and have been in that status ever since.
Oh, wow. So when you retired, you were able to kind of take that on and open it up?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, that I'm digressing here already. but I'll tell you, that very first time we read at Hunter, we were a pilot program going to three schools, so we had six readers. Mm-hmm. We send a two-person team to go in and read to the kids, and we read graphic novels, so they're all illustrated. So one guy is projecting the pages as the other one reads from it.
Okay.
And we only read for 20 minutes, because that's all you got time for at lunchtime. And but the volunteer that was going to be reading there, I was really concerned about. We all had a meeting beforehand. I described the program, how we're going to go about it. And this one guy, he wouldn't make eye contact. He's bouncing his leg up and down over and over and over, looking straight at the ground. And we went around and said why we thought this would be an interesting thing to do. He said, "I really don't know. My wife told me to come here. I just came back from Iraq, and she thought this might help."
Oh.
And so I'm going to go to that reading.
Yeah.
and so I did. And so, normally we introduce ourselves very briefly. And I said, "Hi, I'm Greg. I'm a librarian. I love being a librarian because I can buy any of the books I want, even about space travel or comics. This is my partner." And so when his partner introduced me, he said, "I don't know what I'm doing here. Let's start."
Let's start.
So he stood at the front of the room with his back to the boys reading, which you're supposed to be at the back of the room or the side of the room. Anyway, but when he read, he had this booming English accent voice, because he'd been raised in a family with five girls. He was the only boy, and so he had to do all the, when they played, he was all the role models. And so they really loved Star Wars, so he could do lightsaber sounds and all that. It just was perfect. And all the boys, after we finished, all the boys came rushing up to him, said, "Were you going to read to me? I'm Luke. You know, all that stuff. Are you going to read to us again next time?" He said, "Well, no, I think I'm reading at a different school." But his wife had come there too, because she was worried as well. So by the third time he read, he was standing there all among the boys, acting it all out. He was outstanding. Then a couple months later, he came to the library with his wife to say they were getting ready to leave. He was mustering out, and they were moving out of state. But he wanted me to know how much that really did help him to do that. So, and also, organizing the program, training, recruiting and training the volunteers, getting the money for it to buy the books. Because that's what most of our money goes to, the vast majority of what we raise. It takes so much time and effort. But that first time we read every year, it's all worthwhile.
Oh, that sounds great. And, they say, help if you're feeling, out of sorts, go volunteer and help. And it sounds like this was just the perfect thing. And you can see why his wife made him do it, though.
But also
she knew.
We tried to design it so that it would be something that even people that are working could do at lunchtime, because it's during the school lunchtime. Mm-hmm. We only read for 20 minutes. We're there for 30 minutes while the boys are – it takes about 5 minutes for the boys and girls to get from class to – we're usually in the library or the commons area, something like that, sometimes a classroom. But anyway, it takes a while to gather there, get their lunches and get there, and 5 minutes to clean up and get back to class. Right. So we have 20 minutes to read. And so the books we choose are carefully selected for having fast openings. Our whole the main thing we score for, the highest points is it fun? Is it going to light them up? Because that's all we're going for, to say, reading can be a lot of fun.
Well, mm-hmm. And it's exciting. These are stories. Well,
there's a saying. Yeah. There's a saying that's well known now, is that graphic novels are the gateway drug to reading.
Yes.
and they are. And so, it is true reading. Mm-hmm. It's engaging the brain just like reading any other book does. And that's something that I've spent a lot of time. I've written a news minor column for 35 years every week. And many times I've talked about the fact that having kids reading on a screen is bad for them.
Yeah.
Teaching our school district, teaching kids to kindergarten and first graders start to learn to read using a tablet, it's a terrible idea because it's been proven over and over again. I mean, out the wazoo, that if you read on a screen, you comprehend a lot less. I mean, a lot less, like 70% less.
Is it because you're scrolling, or is there?
Well, that's a big part of it. You know, when you're reading a book, you know you're going to share a book with a friend or a spouse or something. You say, "Oh yeah, let me tell you this. I know it's on the about a third of the way through upper left hand page." You know, because there's a physical spot that you recorded reading that in.
Yeah.
Just like, and that taps into this ancient mind circuit. Brain circuit of when you're walking through the woods and you say, oh yeah, this is the path. I know, because I remember that broken tree and this big rock over there. There's a physical place that those are, and you can peg those memories to that rock or to that tree or to that part of the book. Now, but if you're scrolling, there's no place to peg it. It's a constant scroll. There's no physical analog similar place to stick that memory. Oh. That's a big part of it. But also, screens are distracting, even if they're not connected to the internet, they're distracting.
Oh, so
they've
distracting.
Shown that. Yeah, it's so.
We're getting in there with tactical books.
I could get there. But also, the brain, the way reading has evolved in human brains over the last 5,000 years, and it's only been a lot of people able to read since the late 1800s,
right.
When literacy really spread, and people have to train their brains on how to read a book. And they don't have to train their brains as much. They tap into an entirely different brain circuit for reading a tablet because that's a scanning circuit. It's not a deep reading circuit.
Yeah.
And the difference is that in deep reading, you are involved with the book. You're into the book. Your mind is flashing. Wait, what was that person? How did I say it up here? You're going back and forth like that without any distractions. And it's reading anything on a screen and this is, like I said, it just greatly decreases the comprehension, which is one of the main things. But it also reinforces that scanning circuit to the detriment of the reading circuit.
Yeah, I can see that because when I've read books online, I've struggled a little more where I have to go back and look at it and read it again because I couldn't remember what I had just read. That's an interesting concept.
Well, and I'm one of the people where I'm like,
I
like tactical books. People are like audiobooks or on my Kindle. And I mean, I make a joke. So I've been divorced for coming on 10 years. And I joke that was my first signal that things were going south was when my ex-husband got me a Kindle for our anniversary. And I was like, you don't know me at all.
Yeah, there's something to say.
Well, you know, they have their place. I've got a Kobo reader, which is far superior to Kindle.
Oh, okay.
Well, because when you buy a book from Kindle, mm-hmm. you're buying the right to look at Amazon's copy of that book.
Right.
You don't buy the book.
You don't.
When I buy a book from Kobo, I get 6 downloads. They can't change that. They can't take it away from me. In fact, I can donate.
You have a library.
I can pass along to my kids. But when I get a new Kobo, because I wear out my Kobo readers, I've got another download I can put in. But also, it can be inheritable. It's a thing I own.
It's tangible.
Yeah.
But
I love it.
Well,
but we like hard copy books.
Yep.
And that's what we're getting in front of the kids. That's what we're donating to the library.
Yeah.
That's what we're teasing them with, right? Like you're saying we intro the book and then we kind of leave them on a cliffhanger.
Well, we try to get it just so that it's real. They're really interested from the beginning. Like today, I was reading. It was a difficult book. It's called The Mighty Onion. but the point of it was that there's this little boy who has great ideas for comic book heroes, but not he can't draw very well. And so he finds a classmate, a girl who's a good artist to do them. But so the first part of this graphic novel are pages out of his spiral notebook.
Okay.
That he's written his notes on or he's done his drawings on. And finally, when she gets involved, it becomes a comic book. Until this superhero called the Mighty Onion.
Oh, I love it.
Powered by radioactive onion rings.
Oh.
From Squishy Burger. but it took a little explanation to get the boys to say, this is what we're going to do. This is how it's going on. Another one we just read is Monster Locker. And it was just we're doing that this time too. And in that one, the author is set in 1975. Well, yeah. it's Boy versus Shark. Excuse me. I'm getting there all running together. But the Boy versus Shark, it's set in 1975, and it features this boy named Paul. The author's name is Paul. And in fact, it's him when he was 10 years old. And we point that out to the boys. And they have a glossary in the back that's illustrated that shows, you know, what a Easy Bake Oven looked like, what a Jim Morrison looked like. You know, these character references from 75. So, but, you know, you have to kind of get them going. But we have things that engage them from the beginning, and also things that we try to find the first book in a series. So if they like it, there's more like it.
Ooh, okay. Perfect. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back more to talk with Greg Hill, who is the founder and board president of Guys Read, Gals Read.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smokin' best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. I am Katie Yarrow, and I'm here with my also ride or die, Sarah Hollister.
Hello.
My bird boss.
Yes.
And we have the pleasure today of speaking with Mr. Greg Hill, who is the president and founder of Guys Read, Gals Read. And he has been sharing amazing stories about the power of reading and how when we share it with the youth, we can get them excited about reading. We can make them lifelong learners and really, you know, kind of keep this tradition of tangible reading, books, not screens, going, because it just tunes into special parts of their brain and makes us better critical thinkers. We absorb differently. But there's quite a rich history with this organization. You started it when you were the head of the library, and then when you retired, you took it with you, made it an official nonprofit. But you guys are fully volunteer-led.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody's volunteer. So. A really good board, really nice, committed people. Really good.
Yeah. Which is amazing, and the case for many nonprofits. But so I'm guessing, so that means we have a pretty small budget right now. How much does it take to run Guys Read? Because you guys are purchasing books.
Right about $29,000 a year.
Okay.
So that's the, like I said, the bulk of that, the majority is are buying the books and getting them here and getting them processed into the schools.
Yeah.
That we donate. Because we donate multiple copies to each of the libraries so that not just one kid has to read it. One thing is those kids, only the fourth grade boys our girls can read their books until they've all had a chance to read it. Then they open it up to the rest of the school.
We'll try to create this allure.
It's an exclusive club. Exactly.
And if you are just tuning in, Guys Read, Gals Read, a big thing of what they do is they go into the schools and they read to kids at lunchtime, specifically fourth grade, right?
Yes, that's it. Yep. Yeah, because that's what we said, most fourth graders are stopping to read for pleasure. But if they do read for pleasure throughout their life, their chances for a successful life are greatly enhanced. I mean, they can understand work manuals. They can understand their tax forms. They can understand doctor orders.
Yeah.
But also they have greater comprehension. They've exercised their ability to comprehend, to understand quicker. And the fact is that right now, a large portion of new entering college students have never read a whole book. That's because in school, what the teachers are pressured into doing is teaching to the test. So rather than having, let's go through this whole book together and we'll base our test off of that. No, you got to read the type of short excerpts, several paragraphs that are going to be on the exams, on the test. So how can you read that and figure out what's there? And, you know, it's not the same thing at all.
Yeah.
But if you're a lifelong reader, it has incredible benefits. For one thing, if you're an active reader, and you're my age in the 70s, it's a good thing because you're going to postpone Alzheimer's by about 10 years. Now, they've done dissections of brains of people that were heavy readers, and their brains are far more decomposed than an Alzheimer's patient who's entirely, you know, uncommunicative.
Yeah.
Because your brain is plastic, and you can keep developing these other circuits for this type of school. Yeah,
yeah. Skill, we say lifelong learner, you can be a lifelong learner.
You'll be a longer lifelong learner.
A longer
love all this.
Learner.
Well, I'm so glad that you're one because we want you around for a while, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm planning on that. So.
Yeah. We love it. So what's, you know, we talked about the history. What's kind of the future of Guys Read? Like what's new and exciting coming up, or what direction do we want to see this?
We have small
but mighty nonprofit go.
We have several things. Well, developing that strategic plan that we came up with recently helped us identify several things we wanted to do. A big thing is we'd like to expand to third grade. We know that this drop off in pleasure reading starts in third grade, so we want them to get excited about the books then, not having to wait. At least a smaller version of the program. But like I said, most of our cost is in books, and so that would be a big expense for us. But that's something that is obtainable in the nearer future. We'd also like to share more books. We do four Guys Read books and four Gals Read books in the fall. Then we do it again in the wintertime. But it would be nice if we were doing like five or six, you know.
Yeah.
That's also in the future. But we'd also like to spread the word about this program, we created it right here in Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think it's some national program we're just a branch of. No, we created it right here.
It's something we needed.
Well, we've won two national awards with it.
Wow.
For innovations in literacy, that sort of thing. But we know that it works really well. I mean, because we're able to spread it. When I was at the library, we got a grant from the state library, and we spawned off programs in Nome and Barrow and Wasilla, and the Nome and Barrow lasted until COVID, and then they lost their sponsors.
Yeah.
But in any event, that's the we know the program works. We've read to over 20,000 kids over the years. Over 20,000, and each of those kids got 8 readings.
And that's locally, 20,000, like just here statewide at least.
No, that's here in Fairbanks.
Here in Fairbanks.
In this school district.
Wow.
Yeah, but all those years, and so you can extrapolate 8 times 20, it's like 1,600,000 or something like that.
Well,
I'm not one to watch. There's a reason why my wife keeps the checkbook.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm reading. I do words. She does math.
Yeah. But the fact is that in all those years of all those kids and all those readings, we've 3 times a kid's been asked to leave because they would not shut up. Out of fourth graders for that long?
Yeah.
So, you know,
boys.
But usually what
boys.
We do, if we're reading, and I see this table over here, they're starting to talk to each other. Let's go over and stand by them while I'm reading, and that shuts them up.
Yeah.
Because their mouths are full because they're eating lunch. Their butts are planted. They're watching something that's engaging visually and orally.
Yeah. And it sounds like you guys do voices.
Oh, it yeah. helps if you do.
Yeah.
It can be just a tiny inflection, but it can make a lot of difference.
Voice. Yeah.
I tend to do a southern inflection really well.
Yes.
It's got a little Texas in there.
Got a little bit.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, we got about 5 minutes left, so let's make sure we touch on everything that you want the community to know.
Well,
but how can people support? I think that's probably the biggest thing,
you can volunteer to read.
Oh, excellent.
You know, like, it's easy to do it. You do it at lunchtime. It takes less than an hour. You just give it, and it's not like every week. It's like, do it four or five times, or do it one time even.
So are you out? Is Guys Read, Gals Read out every week or every?
Yeah, actually, what we used to do it for 2 weeks. We would read at each school twice this week and twice the next week for Guys Read. Didn't do the same thing for gals. But then we realized that we did that because I was the library director, and I wanted to compact it so that it wouldn't take time away from other things I did. Mm-hmm. But so now we spread it out throughout the. It started the last week of September and goes through into the beginning of December.
Oh, so you're.
So it's all spread out. So if you got free time and you want to dedicate a couple lunches, and because you also might want to see these kids light up. That's what's just so amazing. We'd see all these kids are really liking books and reading.
Yeah.
If you're someone who enjoys books and reading or knows the importance of it, it's a very uplifting experience.
So how can people volunteer? Where do they go?
They go to guysgalsread.org. That's our website, amazing new website.
Ooh.
And the sign-up form is online. You can do that right away to get in touch with our program coordinator. The schedules are there. Videos showing what to expect out of the books. And we have the preview copies at the comic shop. You know, so our readers go there and can check out a copy of the book and then read it, because we ask them to read it three times out loud before they go to the schools.
Yeah,
so that they're
not
tripping over
their
words.
There's a big difference if you don't.
Yeah, I can imagine.
A cold read is rough, so warm yourself up.
Well, and also, of course, we could use donations.
We have some
wonderful donors who've been very consistent over the years,
but
prices are going up. Almost all graphic novels are published in China, and so there's a little thing called tariffs going on and shipping. Also, just spreading the word about the program. But the best thing you could do is read to yourself. Read to yourself. Read a book. You have to struggle to get your mind off of that scanning circuit into the deep reading circuit, but you just keep pulling it back, and it gets there eventually.
Yeah.
But also, your kids are going to see you read, and that's the best. That and reading to your kids every night, you do that, you're going to have a lifelong reader.
That's right. Yep.
That's cool.
I don't know if I've said it on the air, but Sarah knows me and my boys do family reading time, which is we all sit down on the couch. We set a timer for 30 to 60 minutes, however much time we have that day. And we all have the book that we're reading. And
we all
sit. So we read together in peace and quiet. But
that'll do it.
Yeah. But then
that'll
we get to talk about what we read. And quite often I put my book down and my boys are like, "What's your book about?" And sometimes I can tell them and sometimes I can't.
You've had those moments together.
Yeah.
And just like logging that part of the book in this particular page in this section of the book. They're logging, reading about being with mom and being comforting and cozy and having these mind adventures without having to risk your sanity.
There you go. Exactly. Well, okay. Well, Greg, thank you so much. I knew that the time was going to fly with you.
So fast.
And it sure did. Yeah. So we might have to have you back sometime, because I know that there are big things on the horizon for you guys. You've had it going strong. You're going to keep it going strong. And thank you
for
everything you do.
You're inspiring me to open up a real book as opposed to a screen. I'm like, okay, I need to get on the real paper books now.
Well, I got some really good suggestions for you.
Oh, okay. We'll get those off air.
Yeah.
But again, anybody who's interested in learning more, go to guysgalsread.org.
Yep, that's our website.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Greg, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you all for this opportunity. Yeah. We love talking about this, and getting the exposure is wonderful for our program. Thank you for doing this for all the programs that you do this for.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you everybody who tuned in and listened. This is Behind the Mission with the United the Way and of the Tanana Valley, and we will talk at you next week.
Talk at you next week.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.